Mason Smythe hopping up and down, having just put the ball down at the 40-yard line right in the X. He has 30 touchbacks in 43 attempts. There's no wind. The leaves are really changing colors here in Middlebury right now. It is a perfect night for Week 9, and we're waiting for the whistle, and there it is, and we're ready to roll. Smythe deploys his kick coverage team, and off we go. And he puts his foot into it, and he drives it high and deep, and this will land 3 yards into the end zone. It's a touchback, and Northridge will have to start from the 20-yard line. Game time temperature, as you heard Matt Redken say, in the mid-60s. By the time we're done, it's going to be in the mid-50s probably. Football players don't care. They love this weather. This is perfect for them. And the Raiders run right from the sideline, right out onto the field into formation for their first play. The guy to watch is Judah Hostetler. He is lined up as the middle guy, no, the inside guy on the near side of the field. Three wide out to the near side, one back in the backfield. And that is Sherwood. First play from scrimmage, Rumfelt claps his hands, takes a snap, hands off up the middle, and Sherwood will get a couple yards out to the 22-yard line. Nelson was there to stop him. Habegger was there to finish him off. It'll be second down and 8 coming up for Northridge, who again averages 158 yards on the ground, 152 through the air. This time, again, four wide for Northridge, two left and two right. Warsaw getting organized. On second down and 8, play action to fake, quick throw far side, and the ball is going to be what? Look like the ball hit the ground. They're going to say it's a completion. And they're marking that as a catch. Hostetler makes the catch, his first of the night. It's a gain of 6. That sets up third down and 2. Through the binoculars, I thought that ball hit the ground. The Warsaw sideline certainly thought the same thing. Rumfeld with two backs to his left. Hard count. Now they'll send it to the second man through, and it's Sherwood. He bounces off one, bounces off two, and gets across the 30-yard line and gets the first down. Warsaw had him for a loss of a yard back at the 27-yard line, but he was able to surge forward. He gets 3 yards, and Sherwood gives Northridge their first down of the game. Opening drive of the game, we played a minute 10. Northridge 3-5, 3-3 in the conference. They beat Plymouth back in the first week of conference play, 13-7. Rumfeld will send his man in motion. They're going to flip it out to him on the near side. Sherwood bobbles it, makes the catch, and then gets rocked. Strawn with a big hit in the backfield, back to the 29-yard line. It's a completed pass, but a loss of 2, and Robbie Strawn saw that coming. Northwood tried that a lot last week. At the beginning of the game, they were very successful, but over the final 3 quarters, they even had trouble getting any ground out of that. Second down and 12 coming up for Northridge. Now the referee is going to step up to the line of scrimmage and say something to one of the linemen. They've got two guys at the end of the line that are eligible. Rumfeld hands off. Sherwood gets hit behind the line of scrimmage again, and he won't get away this time. Hunter Dippin was there to knock him down, to slow him up. And then Gavin Schultz finished him off. That's going to be another loss. Loss of another yard. Back to the 28-yard line. It's third down and 13. The Tigers are starting to cause some real trouble in the backfield for Northridge. And again, that's not blitzing. That's Schultz coming in reaction to the play. So far they've only been rushing 3. Rumfeld on 3rd and 13, takes a snap, drops back to throw, has time, rolls the right, throws it down the field, got a man wide open. But he steps out of bounds at the 40-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down. The catch was made by Hostetler. It's only a gain of 12, and now let's see what Chad Epley wants to do. It's a 12-yard gain, but they needed 13. Hostetler had room to turn up field and get his first down, but he did not. And Northridge is going to go for it on 4th and 1. And Northridge is hurrying to get the play ready. They have plenty of time in the play clock. Rumfelt claps his hands, takes it, runs forward, got hit right at the line of scrimmage, and then got tackled. He got forward, and where they're going to mark him down is going to give him the first down. He ran right into Cohen Heady, but Cohen just could not keep him from going forward. And they give him all the way to the 42-yard line. That's a very generous spot. I thought he got it, but they gave him an extra yard to go with it. Oh, nope, now they moved it back to the 41. That's where it should be. That's a first down for Northridge. Their second of this opening drive. 9 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. No score. Rumfeld, the sophomore. A tall, slender young man. And they will hand off to Sherwood. He tries left, then goes back to the middle, and he's not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. Again, Heady, Habegger, Schultz, and others were there on the stop for the Tigers. Officially, it's no gain, so it'll be second down and 10. Warsaw giving up 145 yards on the ground, 139 through the air through eight games this season. They've given up two long passes that have helped the Northridge cause so far. From the 41, ball in the middle of the field, fake handoff, quick throw near side, caught on the near sideline, but an immediate tackle is made. Good job by Pohl to make the stop. Catch by Hayden Gorbel for a gain of 3 yards to 44. And it'll be third down and 7 coming up for the Raiders. Again, if they're going to throw those short passes, we saw that all last week. Warsaw's been working on that, tightening up that coverage. Rumfeld, knee-high snap. Looking left, still looking, now chased out of the pocket. One of the Warsaw players has lost a helmet. Throw down the field, and the ball is going to be incomplete, but there's a flag down. The ball was caught by Nagy. We haven't seen a signal as whether they're calling it a completed catch or not. There is a flag down, and let's see what the flag is. Ineligible man downfield against Northridge. The penalty is declined, but we're still trying to figure out whether that was called a catch or not. Somebody from Northridge leaked too far down the field. Warsaw's declining the penalty. It's fourth down, and they're going to say it was an incomplete pass. You keeping up with that, Austin? Man, I'm sure glad you're back this week. I did it once by myself. I don't ever want to do that again. So, it's now fourth down and 7, and Northridge is keeping their offense on the field. Now, Rumfelt has punted 13 times this season, so he could slide back and punt. But they're running a play. Rumfelt back to throw, being chased out of the pocket by Nelson, rolling to the near sidelines, and he's going to throw it late, and it's going to wobble out of bounds, and nobody in Northridge jersey anywhere near where that ball came down, and the Tigers have taken over with 7:18 left to go. Northridge rolls the dice, and they come up empty-handed. They got as far as their own 44, got two first downs, but now the Tigers take over in great field position at the Northridge 44-yard line with 7:18 left to play here in the opening quarter. And it is Quentin Brock at quarterback for the Tigers. He's got one man behind him. Looked like Northridge jumped off sides. Nope. I'm going to say Warsaw moved first. So Warsaw, who's penalized about 40 yards a game, is going to be penalized 5 right here off the bat, although the officials are having a conversation on who moved first. The referee, I think, signaled without checking. It is a penalty against Warsaw. And he'll move the ball back to the 49-yard line. Here's this. It's become a first play of the game problem for the Tigers. They have fumbled twice and lost it on first plays of games. And they've had penalties, false start penalties, pre-snap penalties, what we like to call them, in two other games. First and 15, ball moved back to the 49. Brock will keep it and turn upfield. Now pitch it back late. This is Tucker Reed, and Tucker Reed's got a first down. Down inside the 35-yard line. At least that's where I thought they were going to mark him down. They're going to mark him at the 35, give him a gain of 14 yards on the carry. So he's a yard short. It'll be second down and one. They got a good ball fake there by Quentin Brock. And Tucker Reed comes flying around that corner and almost slingshots himself down the field. And he continues to really pay big dividends there on the outside. 22 carries, and with those 14 yards, he's now at 211 yards, or 311 yards in the season. Option play, dunking up the middle. He's got the first down. Down to the 30-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 29. So that's a gain of 6 yards for the Tiger fullback. And he had a really good game. You want to talk about bouncing back. He fumbles on the first play from scrimmage, then came back and carried it 25 other times for 110 yards and a touchdown, which was his best game as a varsity football player. First and 10, Warsaw, no score. Under 7 minutes left to go here in the opening quarter. Davis starts in motion, then goes back. Brock is changing the play. Quentin under center from the 29. Hands off, dunking up the middle, and he'll get about 3 yards to the 26. No. Well, that depends on which official you look at. Official on the far side said he got to 25. They're going to mark it at the 26. It's a gain of 3, and that sets up second down and 7. Warsaw Northridge used to meet in week 5 under the old configuration of the schedule. And now, while they're doing this switching schedule, Northridge and Warsaw will be meeting in week 9 every year no matter what. Second down and 6, Brock. And he will keep it this time, and he'll get to the 25-yard line. So that's a gain of 1 yard for the Tiger quarterback. That sets up third down and 6. You heard Coach Curtis say in the pregame show that number 12 would be dressed, and Drew Sullivan is dressed, but he didn't really go through any of the pregame warm-ups. And my guess is if something happens to Quentin, that he would not go into the game. Third down and 6 coming up for the Tigers. Heading north here at Intera Field at the 25-yard line. Play action fake. Brock rolling out, looking, has a man open, and it is caught. It's Egoff at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Tigers! On 3rd and 6, the Tigers convert. It's a 25-yard pass from Brock to Egoff, and the Tigers are on the board first. The pass was a little bit low, but it was good enough. And so after Northridge goes forward on 4th down at their own 44 and does not make it, the Tigers cash in. And Egoff's got another catch and another touchdown, his 4th of the season. And now the extra point for Mason Smythe, who's 30 out of 32, and the 2 he didn't make were blocked. Waiting for the snap. There's the snap. It's a good one. The kick is on the way, and it is good. 7-0 Tigers, 5:20 left to play here in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Great start for Warsaw. They lead 7-0 with 5:20 left to play here in the opening quarter. Northridge going forward on 4th and 7 from their own 44, didn't make it, and the Tigers cash in, and Smythe kicks a line drive kick that's taken by an up man at the 18. He gets to the 30, spins out of 2 tackles, and gets across the 30 to the 33. I'm not sure if Mason just missed that ball or if that was intentional. Either way, it'll be Raider ball starting at the 33-yard line, 1st down and 10. They were able to do some things on offense. First time around, got a couple first downs, got from the 20 to the 44, and then things fall apart. The Tiger defense with some hard hitting and sure tackling, and an incomplete pass on 4th down that got the Tigers defense off the field. Rumfelt, the sophomore, has Sherwood to his left on 1st down and 10. Low snap, hands off Sherwood, trying right, breaks 1 tackle, runs into Gray Nelson, still going, across the 35, and he gets out to the 39-yard line. That's a 6-yard gain for Northridge before Strawn and Hetty bring him down, 2nd down. Sherwood ran into his own guy Then he tried to go towards, like, the south end zone, tried to go straight ahead, and he ran into Grady Nelson. Grady wasn't even looking at him. He was spun around by a blocker. So it's not like he really missed a tackle. He had an opportunity to tackle him, but he didn't really know he was coming. Rumfeld hands off Sherwood, going left with some room, 40, 45 to the Tiger 50, or to the Tiger 48-yard line. That's a gain of 13 yards for the Raider running back, and another first down for Northridge, their third of the opening quarter. There was nobody from Warsaw out on the left flank there. Everybody had shifted to the middle, thinking Sherwood was going to come this way, but he went to the far side of the field, and he found some space. 4:15 left to go, opening quarter. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead. Sherwood to the left of Rumfeldt. Hostetler drifts in toward the line of scrimmage. They hand off to Sherwood. He gets tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. Matthew Flores Ortega dove at his ankles and got him. That's a loss of two back to the midfield stripe. Flores Ortega, just a sophomore, 5'8", 170. Another one of those guys, along with Habegger. How are they going to fit into this defense? How can they possibly replace guys like Jet Woodward? Well, they've done a pretty decent job this season, and you see over the next 2 years that Flores Ortega can become that kind of impact player. Second down and 12, play action fake. Far side throw, man open. It's caught, inbounds by Hollis. He'll go to the Tiger 45 and be tackled. That'll be a gain of five and set up third down at about 7 for Northridge with 3:18 left to play here in the opening period. Again, the Tiger defense that time backed way off. They just didn't want to get beat. Hollis was standing out there on the left side outside the numbers waiting for the ball to get to him. And for his money, he probably wished it got there a little sooner. He might have been able to make more of a run of it. Third down and 7 for Northridge. They hand off to Sherwood. He bobbles it. Now he's going to take off, and he's got room. 40, 35. He's tackled inside the 30-yard line by Villema. They'll mark him down at the 29-yard line. That's a 16-yard gain, and the Northridge Raiders convert third down, and they move the chains. Again, the outside linebackers nowhere to be found as that play comes to their side, and it's been true on both sides of the field here in this first quarter. 2.5 minutes left to go. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead, but the Raiders on the march. Drive that started their own 32. Rumfeldt, again, another low snap. The handoff up the middle, and this is Adam Sloop, and he's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Cam Coffins into the game. Hunter Dippin helped out with that stop. Second down and the full 10 for Northridge. As we approach and pass, 2 minutes left to go here in a very action-packed opening frame from Intera Field. Sherwood to the right of Rumfeldt. Takes a waist-high snap. Play action fake. Looks, fires the near side. Got a man open, and he'll break one tackle but not be able to get away. He'll be tackled by Heady at the 27-yard line. And that's Hostetler on the catch for Northridge. Gain of 2, and it sets up third down and 8. Third down and 8 coming up for Northridge as the clock continues to move down to 1:20 left in the opening period. Rumfeldt with Sherwood to his left. Two wideouts on either side. Back to throw. Looking as Rumfeldt fires to the near side. It batted down. Gavin Schultz, the linebacker, dropping back in coverage, got his hands on it, could not reel it in, and now it's fourth down and 8. In the past, Northridge has had good kickers with long range, but I don't think they're running onto the field. They are not. They're going to go for it. It would be a 45-yard field goal anyway. Rumfeldt, two wideouts left, two right, takes a snap, play action fake, runs out of the pocket. There's a flag down. It's going to be holding. Long pass down the field. Going to be incomplete. And this is not going to be accepted. This will be a holding penalty, and the Northridge defense is already running on the field as Warsaw's defense once again is held on fourth down, and they take over at their own 27-yard line. So good drive there for Northridge. Stalls out. And the Tigers take over on downs from their own 27-yard line with just over a minute left to play here in the opening period. A little bending here from the Tigers, but no breaking. At least not so far. Now the offense is back out there leading 7-0 with 1:01 left to play here in the quarter. Quint Brock under center. Duncan behind him. Wings on either side. Option play left. This is Brock keeping it. Turns up field. Oh, he got tripped up as he got across the 35-yard line. He's tripped up right at the first down marker at the 37-yard line, and they're going to say it's a gain of 10. That's a first down for Brock and the Tigers. Quentin's been really good since taking over as quarterback of the football team when Drew Sullivan was injured at Concord, the final three possessions of that game. He's been terrific ever since. From the Tiger 37, 40 seconds left to play here in the period. Option play. Again, it's Brock keeping it. Again, he turns up field, and he'll get 3 yards to the 40-yard line before he is stopped by Parker Weber. And Warsaw does not have to run another play if they choose not to. They have a giant scoreboard at the south end that has all the game information, plus a two-thirds of it is a message board. And then the play clocks also have the game clocks on top of it. So no matter which way you're going, you get to have the game clock in your face. Warsaw, after one, leads Northridge 7-0. We're back with quarter two after this on News Now Warsaw.